the unveiling of Aurelia's Citizen of the Year, millions in road resurfacing projects, road closures for summer events, a presentation from local YMCA officials and much more are on the agenda for Monday's meeting of City Council. First up, Mayor Don McIsaac will announce the winner of the 2022 Citizen of the Year Award. The coveted annual civic honor is being presented a bit later than usual this year due to the municipal election. Council will decide on $2.08 million in road resurfacing projects proposed for the year, up more than $1 million from the $970,000 expenditure in 2022. In a report, city staff noted the costs of asphalt have more than doubled since 2018, and council approved an additional $1 million in resurfacing funding during the 2023 budget process. The proposed resurfacing projects are as follows: $1.08 million for Memorial Drive, between United Drive and Woodland Drive. $150,000 for Berry Road, from Jameson Street to Walker Avenue. $83,000 for Simcoe Street, from Gill Street to the end. $94,000 for Precision Drive, from Hughes Road to the end. $268,750 for John Street, from Westmount Drive to Douglas Street. $296,875 for Calverley Street, from Derby Street to West Street, and $63,000 for Claiborne Place, from East Street to the end. Council will also consider $1.02 million in funding across 11 sidewalk replacement projects. A four-year grant agreement for the Mariposa Folk Festival will be considered by Council. It includes $88,500 in funding between 2024 and 2026, and a waiver of user fees and commercial rate rental payments for 2023 to 2026. Representatives of the YMCA of Simcoe, Muskoka will be at the meeting to give a presentation discussing how the organization might best serve the community. Council will vote on creating an Economic Development Strategy Working Group, which, if formed, would review the city's economic development strategy for the first time since 2015. During the 2023 budget process, Council approved $55,000 to hire a consultant to aid in developing an economic development strategy for the city. Council will also vote on the Aurelia Rowing Club's request to move its facilities to Kitchener Park, under the condition the facilities are constructed at no cost to the city. The club first approached the city with the request earlier this year. Council will consider three Downtown Aurelia Management Board requests for event-related road closures this summer. The board has requested a closure for its Vintage Market event May 27, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., on Mississauga Street East from Peter Street to Matchedash Street, and from Matchedash Street to Front Street, as well as a closure of Municipal Parking Lot 5. It has also requested a road closure for its Celebrate You event June 17, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., on Mississauga Street between Albert Street, Andrew Street and West Street. Finally, the board has requested a closure for its Sweet Summer Market and Baking Competition on June 24, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., on Mississauga Street from West Street to Peter Street. Cown. Whitney Smith will bring forward an inquiry motion, asking city staff to prepare a report analyzing the potential benefits, risks and costs of increasing the maximum building height in the city's intensification areas and downtown intensification area. To see the agenda and its associated reports, click here. Monday's council meeting will begin at 2 p.m. at the Aurelia City Center. People are welcome to attend in person or you can watch a live stream of the meeting here.